Bill O'Reilly here, Tuesday, June 14th, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening across our nation. The stock market collapsing. President Biden's approval rating plunging in New England. Philadelphia's radical DA facing impeachment. Ohio teachers can now bring guns into the classroom. Also ahead, what exactly is wrong with the president? But first, the Dow Jones Industrial Average dropping 900 points in a single day. The U.S. stock market has lost 20% of its total value since January. Hardest hit sectors, technology and entertainment. Shares of Netflix, for example, dropping 7% in 24 hours. Disney falling below $100 a share for the first time in 2 years. Economists predict the American economy will be in recession by Christmas. I believe that recession will come sooner. The president's approval rating plummeting in deep blue Massachusetts. New survey from Civics finds 42% of people in the Bay State still support Joe Biden, but that is down 20 points compared to the same time last year. 44% disapprove. Only a third of voters under the age of 30 think Mr. Biden's doing a good job. He beat Donald Trump, of course, in Massachusetts by 33 points in the last election. Republicans in Pennsylvania introducing articles of impeachment against Philadelphia's very liberal DA, Larry Krasner. Legislators say the radical left district attorney has created a, quote, atmosphere of unchecked crime by refusing to prosecute lawbreakers. Krasner was elected in 2017. Since then, homicides in Philadelphia have topped 500 murders annually. Last year was the most violent year in Philadelphia's history. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine signing new legislation that allows some teachers to bring guns to school. The educators must undergo 24 hours of mandatory training and pass an extensive background check. The bill allows local districts to decide for themselves whether armed teachers will be allowed in the classroom. Latest surveys show 42% of voters think the measure will improve safety and reduce school shootings. In a moment, presidential chaos. Right back. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532. Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. Is it all over for Joe Biden? In 1920, a Chicago White Sox outfielder named Shoeless Joe Jackson was banned from Major League Baseball for conspiring to fix the 1919 World Series. The accusation was that Jackson did not field his position properly, leading to the Sox losing to the Cincinnati Reds. Jackson and seven other players allegedly received bribes to fix the series. A Chicago reporter allegedly asked Jackson, "Say it ain't so, Joe." Today we have clueless Joe Biden, who is presiding over a collapsing economy in America. Is Joe doing that on purpose? Inflation running a white hot 8.6%. much more if you factor in various other problems. In addition, the stock market is melting down this month. Home values are dropping in many places, and a scary recession seems inevitable. Yet there was Clueless Joe telling hapless Jimmy Kimmel that the U.S. economy is the strongest in the world. Well, it was in Trump's last year when inflation totaled 1.4% and growth was steady. Now, the folks know old Joe is jiving them. An ABC News poll released last week says just 28% of American adults think Biden is doing a good job handling inflation. Not sure, but I think some of those 28% were on crack when ABC News called. A Quinnipiac poll also last week has Clueless Joe at just 35% approval rating. Again, who are those approving? So as Joe might say, here's the deal. President Biden is shaping up to be the worst president since indoor plumbing was invented. He's a certified disaster, crack or no crack. Donald Trump did a relatively good job handling the economy. Americans across the board prospered. That's why the contrast to Biden is so shocking. Some conservatives believe Joe Biden is purposely tanking the economy, just like Shoeless Joe tanked the World Series. Those folks believe there is a controversy afoot to destroy capitalism. I do not believe that, simply because I closely observe President Biden, and I understand these simple words. He does not know what he is doing. Say it slowly, but it is true. And so we, the people, suffer. Our financial security is at risk. Our personal safety is threatened by criminals who are not prosecuted. 13 American soldiers were killed because Biden unnecessarily ordered 1,000 vicious terrorists released from prison in Afghanistan. Millions of foreign nationals stream across the border illegally, along with tons of lethal narcotics. Does Joe even know that? Instead of primetime January 6 hearings, maybe we should focus on Mr. Biden's performance. I'm Bill O'Reilly. I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And I hope you check out Killing the Killers, great Father's Day gift, number one book in the country. In a moment, something you might not know.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. 40 years ago today, the armed forces of Argentina formally surrendered to Great Britain. The ceasefire ended 6 weeks of fighting off the Atlantic coast of South America. The Falklands War was over. Here is the story told by someone who covered the conflict, me. The Falkland Islands are located 300 miles east of Argentina. The British have claimed the territory since discovering it back in 1690. The French briefly took over the islands, then the Spanish. English explorers permanently settled there in 1774. In 1981, 2,000 islanders, mostly sheep farmers, voted in a referendum to remain British. On the mainland, the Argentine military dictatorship saw that as an insult and began a conflict with England. 1 year later, Argentina launched a full-scale invasion of the Falklands. Under orders from their commanders, the Argentine troops initially inflicted no casualties on civilians. Nevertheless, Britain was outraged by the invasion. Prime Minister Thatcher assembled an armada of 127 ships and 30,000 troops. took the Armada 2 weeks to sail 8,000 miles from Great Britain to the Falklands. All-out war erupted between April 2nd and June 14th. Britain lost 5 warships, including the HMS Sheffield. The destroyer was hit by an Exocet missile fired from a fighter bomber, as the Argentines did perform well in the air. Dozens were injured on the Sheffield, 20 perished. I covered the casualties disembarking in Montevideo, Uruguay. Some were burned head to toe. In total, 250 British soldiers died retaking the Falklands. 750 Argentines were killed in combat, including most of their pilots. Humiliated by the defeat, the Argentine military was swept from power in 1983 and civilian rule restored. And here's something else you might not know. If you visit the Falklands today, not an easy trip. Foreigners are warned to stay away from fields and beaches because landmines are still there. Back after this.
Hey, this is Vivek Ramaswamy. The media has systematically lied to you. The Hunter Biden laptop story, the origin of COVID-19, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax, or how your money's being spent in Ukraine. Enough already with the lies. No more lies, hard truths only. That's what the Truth Podcast is all about. It's not standard conservative talking points. If you want that, go somewhere else. But if you want the hard truth delivered to you in a way that challenges you and will challenge me intellectually, you're not going to find anything like this on the internet. Subscribe to the Truth Podcast today on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.